You are listening to the Embrace the Possible podcast, the podcast where you will learn how to release your untapped potential. This is Lucretia Williams and Joanna Seda from ICE Consulting and Coaching. We are currently in season one, Identify Your Business, You Can Be the Boss. This is episode two, Bullseye, part one, Aim for Your Target, Strategic Business Mapping. So in our last podcast episode one, Think Like a Boss, we discussed your thought process, what you say is what you get, and how your thinking attributes to your actions and what you say. We spoke about releasing your inhibitions and being mindful of distractions that rob you of being the best you can be. We also spoke about thinking like a boss requires you to have a toolbox of tools, authenticity, power of focus, motivation, and positive thought, and the power to speak life to yourself. We also gave you some homework.
I hope you did your homework.
Cree gave you some homework. So hopefully you have your homework completed, and it actually helped you, because this is about you, not just giving homework, right, Cree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you want to share your homework with us, please feel free to do it at info@iceconsultingservices.com. Just send us an email.
Yes, we would love to engage with you, as well as on our Facebook and social media that we'll give you at the end of our podcast. We absolutely love to hear from our listeners. We're going to trust that you're speaking, thinking, and affirming that you are the business owner of a huge successful, say it, I am the business owner of a huge successful business with little to no inhibitions or distractions. Love it. I think I hear you from here. So from last episode, as a reminder, we also spoke about the analogy of building a house and how that's comparable to building your business. We covered envisioning the final product, putting pen to paper. And in episode two, we're going to move on in the building your house, building your business process, where we're going to build the schematics, and that's where your foundation is key. And then we're going to go into, now we are ready to build the house. So in the building the schematics, when I was building my house, they assigned us a project manager. Mm-hmm. And excuse me, the project manager is equivalent to Cree and I, your coach or consulting person.
Yeah.
And we are assigned to ensure that your business, as a project manager, was assigned for me to build my house within the parameters of the schematics of how the house should be built.
Right.
We will work with you within how your goals are set out.
Exactly.
This is equivalent to strategizing the development of your business in accordance with your goals, what those schematics look like, right? So now, after we have the schematics, we are ready to build your house. Now we are ready for you to become that business owner. Build your business. As the house is being built, there may be delays or adjustments with disappointments, right? We spoke about that in episode one. I went through that a couple of times and had to stay motivated, right?
Right.
So this is where you just have to continue with your affirmations, make sure and just follow through, and just know that your house is going to be built. You're going to walk into your house. And then that's where we say welcome home, which is equivalent to, hey, boss. And now we are going to say, boss, this is how we built it out. And this is how we're going to run the business. And we look at retention, continuity, and things like that. And now that you're home, and I've had my house for like 10 and somewhat years.
Right.
I've made it my own. I've nurtured it. I've taken care of it. The equivalent to that is you are open for business. Now it's time to maintain your business. And what does that take? And then we'll graduate eventually into building out your home, which is equivalent to growing your franchise. But to keep it simple for this episode, we are just going to go over the schematics and what it takes to build your house.
Right. So when you look at strategic mapping, I know a lot of people, they shy away. Oh, I don't know what that is. Yes, you do. strategic mapping, it just helps you think through from a strategic perspective what you will achieve and what do you want to do? What's your end game? That's what that strategic mapping helps you do. But first, you have to understand, what is your business?
Right.
Define what is it that you are doing. A lot of people, they know they want to do something, but it's not really well defined. But if you define that very, very well, then you can think about, okay, this is what I want to do. What does that need to look like in 1 to 5 years? What is that going to look like in 5 to 10 years? Those are that strategic mapping. So if you're identifying, I know I'm here, but in 5 years, I want to be right here. That's what we're looking at for strategic mapping. And I think we talked to this in our last podcast. That's where that thinking big comes into effect. Think big, think bold, and be great. And think so big, you are terrified and you need God's help or higher power to achieve that. That's what that strategic mapping is all about. And so that's one of the ways that we will kind of help you. And from that strategic mapping, we get into the goal setting.
Right.
And we get into the action plan development, but breaking that down to outline that path to get you to that strategic mapping that we did.
Right.
And you'll see how everything connects and aligns. And so for some people, and we want to really foot stomp this, your strategic vision, it may not be a big, huge business. It can be whatever you want it to be. This is your world. This is your idea. This is your vision. And picture for some people, they do want, I want 3 franchises. I want to do this X, Y, and Z. And that's great. That's their plot. That's what God placed on their hearts. And if he didn't place that on your heart, it's okay.
Right.
But you do have to operate in what you have been given to get to that next level.
Right, right. I think some of our clients, we start talking to them to give our listeners kind of an idea where we're going with this. We talk to our clients, and at first when you sit down with them,
right,
we say, what kind of business do you want? And they'll say, okay, well, you know, we just want to own a business to do X, just XYZ, right?
Right.
And okay, well, how do you plan to do this? Well, we're not sure exactly.
Want
to
do this, maybe this.
Right. So so what we do, and we implore you to do the same, is go ahead and just do a data dump. I say a data dump, but I call it more like a goal dumping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I come from the financial background world, and there we do tend to work off of a lot of Excel spreadsheets, go figure, right? And so we do data dumps. We put a whole lot of data in one place, and then we learn how to analyze, pivot if needed on how we will need to view all of that data. And then we also could give the view and map it out on what needs to be done, when, where, and how, right?
Right. The one key in that is having vision.
Right.
I think we need to talk about vision here, especially when you're doing strategic mapping. You want to have a vision that provides long-term direction and the ability to think about the future.
Right. So what we were talking about, they want to go back to podcast, the episode 1 that we just went over, and bring that into the drawing board, right?
Exactly.
Get that goal board up and saying, this is what we envision, and then go from where, Cree?
From there, you take that vision, you stretch it. It depends. To be honest, it depends on where you at. If you have your core tribe around you, you take this vision, and if you know you're not the most creative or innovative person, you may need some help. I would reach out to a tribe and say, hey, I got this idea. I'm at a point where I'm stuck, but I think there's more in here, but I need some help bringing it all out.
I like that.
And
it takes a village, right? They say it takes a village to raise a child.
It takes a village to raise a business.
Amen. Amen. It takes a village for a business owner.
There it is. And you need to have that trusted key village to help you develop that.
Right.
And like, for example, one of our clients, she couldn't even see herself where she is right now. She just said a few little things, and I said, well, did you think about this? I never thought about that. Well, maybe you should think about that. Yeah. And then, you know, you could do this. Oh, I didn't think, well, let's just see what happens. And it's not for people to push it, because you still own the vision. It's yours. However, you need people to bring some stuff out and some options for you. That's where that innovation comes at, right? Because we are at our best when we work together. You know, diversity of thought is always great, and you need that. And some people have wisdom that you don't have. Right. So you kind of got to be open to it, but not too open where they take what your true vision dissipates.
Right.
You know, you want to stay true to what you want to do, because sometimes you can get too much help.
Right. You got to be careful of who you have in your village.
Yeah, there you go. You got to be careful. You really have to be careful. And so one of those things, after you've identified the business, you have established where you want to go. Those strategic goals have been established. So now you are at the point of, how in the world do I get there? I've said I wanted to do X, and in 1 to 5 years, I want to be 3 franchises in. I want to be international.
Right.
You know,
it's like you're visioning beyond your present reality.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And so that's the really key, is the middle. And that's where it can get a little messy. It can get a little scary. That's when you have all the negative thoughts may come into play, because in the middle, that's where you're going to run into some snags. That's where you're going to run into the unexpected, expecting the unexpected. That's when you're going to have to go back to your affirmations and read them daily sometimes, maybe hourly, depending on what you got going on. And that's when you're going to have to have that right motivation to get you past some of those hurdles that you're going to encounter on your way to your strategic vision.
Right, right. That's where they're going to become uncomfortable, because they say the devil's in the details.
There it is.
And perfect so time. you're going to start looking at this and saying, oh my gosh, what do I have to do? I have to get this amount of money. I have to get this amount mm-hmm. of time. And they're going to actually start seeing it on paper, right? Because
right.
we're going to write it down. And we're going to give you a picture.
Believe
and
it.
So it says pictures worth 1,000 words. And so are your words. And so are what we write down. And so we're going to make things happen. And we're going to show you how this is. These are the schematics.
Right.
Same way that architecture is going to go and show you the schematics of your house. They can make that possible. So we know. We've done it. We've proven it over and over again. We've empowered individuals to become business owners and use those schematics,
right.
not just for short term,
no.
right? But it's middle. You like intermediary goals and long term.
Right. That's absolutely right, Joanna. And it's the most challenging part. And to your point earlier, that's where the real work begins. You have to think through, how is this bridge going to work? And it forces you to really implore some of those things we talked about in the last podcast. Like in this, when you're in this middle zone, in that building phase, you cannot afford distractions.
Right. You gotta stay focused.
You gotta stay focused.
Yes.
That's where you really, really need
the
focus.
And disciplined, right?
And discipline. Yes. You gotta have that discipline over regret, because you wanna ensure that you are completely aligned to your schematics and your dream and the blueprint of your dream. Thank you for listening. We're gonna take a quick break. This is Joanna and Lucretia from the Embrace the Possible podcast. Stay tuned.
Business owners, have you ever thought of owning your own business but didn't know how to get started? Or are you a new business owner experiencing early startup growing pains? Do you want to transform your business to go to the next level? ICE Consulting and Coaching can help you through these growing pains. We encourage you to take advantage of over 45 years of knowledge, training, and experience. We will take you through a proven results-oriented 3-phase approach. Phase 1 is where you will identify your strengths, business development gaps, and opportunities. Phase 2 is where you will commit to a strategy, a plan of action tailored to you and your business. Phase three is where you will excel in transformational success. Visit our website at iceconsultingservices.com and sign up for a free consultation and a pre-assessment today.
Hello, I'm Leon Kwe Chevette, publisher, corporate trainer, speaker, and author of We Made Plans, a fictional novel which debuted as number 3 on Amazon's Hot New Releases. This amazing story chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends who were in the midst of living their best lives when they experienced a devastating, trajectory-altering event, hashtag the event. My podcast, Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared, we'll explore 4 different weekly categories with topics ranging from unconventional self-defense to active shooter profiles. I bring it all together in highlighting passages and concepts from my novel as it relates to real-life experiences. You don't want to miss out on these critical preparatory shows. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. for Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leon Kwe Chevette.
Welcome back, podcasters, to the Embrace the Possible podcast with Joanna Seda and Lucretia Williams. So now in this second half, we're gonna walk through and give you some ideas of what we're talking about. So just think through, okay, I've identified my business, and now I have identified where I want this business to go in 3 to 5 years. So let's say your business is to start a bank. What do you need to get to starting a bank? What's in your, whatever, depending on what's in your 1 to 5 year bucket. So this is where your research comes into play, and you have to do market research. You have to figure out, do you need any licenses, any specific skill sets? Do you need to go to school? All these things, this is now your focus point where you've identified what you want to do and where you want to go. It's really time to understand what steps you need to take to get there.
Right, right. In that data dump that we were talking about earlier, we tell you write down everything. So what sort of, well, and we're going to throw some things out there to bin categories in and to get your mind rolling. So what sort of branding do you think it would take? What sort of marketing? Have you thought of a name for your business?
A logo.
A logo. What kind of slogan is going to sell to your customers, the clients that
customer?
You have, right?
Who's your niche?
Right. What type of customers are you looking for? If there, you want to consider if there's along the lines of training, professional development, in the certifications that you have to take. Do you have to go to any sort of additional schooling for this?
Mm-hmm.
What services in that you're going to provide, list them all.
And so also, right? I'm sorry, Joanna.
No, you're fine.
Also, what partnerships do you need to create to make this happen?
Mm-hmm.
Because depending on what industry or whatever you may want to do, you may have to partner with some key individuals to actually realize your vision.
Right.
So if there's a lot to think through with this upfront process.
Right, and this is, again, this is the flushing out. There's a lot of stuff to flush out. And once we put it down on paper and we list everything, then we come in and we coach you to making this a digestible type of process.
Right, because it can be overwhelming.
Yeah, it could be overwhelming. And then we could also, once it's digestible, then we could say, okay, maybe we could eat the greens later because you don't want to eat them right now, right? So, maybe you could sneak in that little cupcake because you have prioritized appropriately on what needs to get done. So these are the things when we're talking about flushing out your strategy based off of your goals that you envisioned. These are the things that we're talking about, and we try to help you through in considering. If you're doing this by yourself, then it's just, hey, self, what do you consider? And writing it down, and we work with the individuals If you have a partner, however, you make sure you want to consult with your partner and figure out if you're on the same page.
So let's talk about partnership, since you brought up the word, if you have a partner. If you do have a partnership, you want to ensure that you and that partner are on the same page, not just from a business standpoint, but your values need to align, because believe it or not, your values play a role in your decision making. So you could want to both have the same business. We want to do X, but if your values are different, the way you achieve X, that can become a problem.
Right.
And the one thing I can say for Joanna and I, we work because we are very much aligned in our value system. And we're good people, I would like to say that. And we come from, we both believe in service and we believe in what we're doing and we believe in giving back. But if you're connected with someone and you don't have, your values aren't aligned, it may not work out in the end. It may be good for maybe a year or two, but as you come to some very critical decision points, you're gonna have two different opinions. And the one thing, not that, and let me put a pin in that right, real quick. It's not that Joanna and I don't disagree, we do. And we will go back and forth with each other multiple times before we get to a conclusion. But we always end up at the conclusion. And once we finish going back and forth, there is no, I can't believe she did that. She didn't like my idea, because there's a mutual respect here. And I think that's the other key. If you're partnering with someone, there has to be that mutual respect. And we, Joanna and I, we do have that for each other. But it, and we give each other, repeat, we have the mutual respect for each other. But we give each other the space to articulate their own ideas.
Yeah.
And we're open to that. There's not a closed door. Now, some things that may come up, we may be like, no, that's not going to work. And it's okay, depending on what the situation is. That's how we roll. But I think that's very key to having a partnership and being aligned with that same person.
I agree. It's like a marriage. And it's the one key thing that I would only add to everything that you said, that you were on point about, Cree, is that you gotta, in planning out your goals, we're gonna work through it short term, intermediate, and long term. And so when you're thinking about this partnership, it is something that's in for the long haul. Mm-hmm. So you're not thinking of short term, you gotta be in line with what the values, what the objectives are, and what both partners envision now in the short term, intermediate, and long term. What is this going to look 5 to 10 years from now? And do you agree?
Yeah, I agree with that. And also, you have to understand that sometimes life happens. Someone may end up going through something, and the other partner may have to pick up some of the weight. And that's okay, because that comes to the mutual respect. And it has happened to Joanna and I on both sides. I could be stressed and I could kick her something. Hey, I don't have time to touch this. You need to take this. But that shows I trust her. I don't even have to look at it. I know she's gonna put 110% in it and she's gonna handle it. And all she gotta do is hand me a paper and we roll. And that's the type of partner, when you're talking about partnerships, that's the type of partner that you want on your team.
Right.
That you can trust 110%.
Yeah. And you want to have that early on, part of the foundation.
Yeah.
And know that as part of the foundation. So very great points. And so going back to strategizing your vision.
Oh, we got off topic.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was me. But partnership is just so important. It's key. Okay, I'm done now.
Partnership is key. And for the individuals that are having their own business, you'll have these battles for yourself. And I know for our clients, it's helped them a lot to mm-hmm. rely on us to be that partner, if for lack of a better
exactly.
term. Because we're not really their partner, but we kind of are.
Right.
And empowering them.
We're
and
that so, empowerment coach behind
yes,
you.
Yes, absolutely. So there's that. And you always have, as an individual, you don't have that partner that you could share the wealth with. But you have, that's where I think the village comes to play.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you do, well, if you start building up your network, you can probably get as much as you need when you have a partner. Not to take away from, for both Cree and I, we still utilize our village.
Very good.
And we do have a village that we reach out to, that we make sure that we are held accountable.
Yeah.
Right. And that we're staying online as well with our business. But for our clients, when we're strategizing and mapping things out, when we're going through the details and we're being very methodical on this, we're looking to make sure that if we're building a house, we don't miss the bathroom. I think the bathroom might be an important part, right?
Just a little bit.
Of the house. And so we just make sure that we have the bathroom in the house. And so that's flushing out the middle. And so once you put everything down, and like I was explaining in the, as we do in a data dump, that we just put everything into one spreadsheet, and then we kind of make nice pivot charts and analysis after the fact. We can do the same once you put everything down and we walk you through all the ideas that we just gave you. Then we work through and say, okay, we've been in accordance to what binning you have. If you have marketing, everything that belongs in marketing, we put it in there. And then we figure out where and when something needs to happen, right?
Exactly. And that comes to building those goals.
Right.
You may have some 1 to 3 year goals, 3 to 5 year goals, but everything is binned in buckets to help you. You take in this massive data dump, and what happens is it's organized and it's given to you in a digestible format. And I think that's key for a lot of people. When they put all this information down, it's so overwhelming. But if it's in a digestible format, and going back to the last podcast, when we was talking about taking your first step or your first thought in this digestible format, it gives you that first step to take. Then you have to take step two. And before you know it, in about 2 to 3 years, you're at that strategic goal, that right. strategic vision that you put down, you're there, you're right. executing. You look up and it's done. Right. And you can't even believe how far you've come in such a short time. Right. But that's why it's really significant, just to kind of recap, is to write down what you want to do, what that bigger strategic vision looks like, and then let's just put everything down in the middle and flush it out.
Right.
And we build it out from there.
We want to be very deliberate. We want that plan to be deliberate mm-hmm. and have value.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that it's proper planning and that the goals are aligned to the values that we just spoke about for the individuals.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And so the more intentional the person is, the more planning that occurs, the more value that their goals have, then the more the foundation
yeah.
and the concrete is placed, right? We know that at that point, if the wolf came by to blow our house down, we're gonna be the pig that says, we are not going to, you're not gonna blow down my house, right?
Right. We're gonna be the third pig with the brick house.
Because we build deliberately one brick
at a time.
Right? So yes.
Sorry.
And we love to do that because what we found and we've already proven that when we're 3 years ahead,
right.
and we look back to how these were written out from day one,
mm-hmm.
when we worked with one-on-one with our clients, we found that the way we built it with the foundation was so well built that it's easier flowing. It's
so
easier,
easy.
Right? When they're going to actual sustainment mode and just retaining their business and then growing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing for me to see.
That's the awesome part. When the light bulb comes on, because at first they're kind of scared, they're nervous, they don't know how this is going to play out. But when that light bulb comes on and they really got it, and now they have all the confidence that they have, that they need. They didn't have it in the beginning, but now they have it, and they're seeing the result of their efforts, and everything they work for is coming to fruition.
Right.
That is amazing.
It's a final painting.
Yeah, final painting.
Right, right. This is Lucretia Williams and Joanna Seda with Embrace the Possible podcast. We will be back in a moment.
Did you know 42% of business startups fail because their product or service is not needed in the market? 22% of small businesses fail from poor planning. Only 40% of startups become profitable. Entrepreneurs, if you want to be on the positive side of these statistics, you need to tune into our podcast, Embrace the Possible. It is a new podcast focused on helping entrepreneurs, new and seasoned, build and sustain their future vision. If this sounds like you, join ICE Consulting and Coaching on this journey. With over 45 years of hands-on experience and training in business development, we will ensure you are on the positive side of these statistics. Tune into our podcast Wednesdays bi-weekly at 9 a.m. to be future ready.
Welcome back, podcast listeners. Thank you for staying with us. Before we went on break, we were talking about how we look at our goals, how we're envisioning them, and flushing out what we call the hardcore middle details of breaking out what does it take to actually build your business, the strategic mapping. And so in flushing out the middle, we gave you ideas of what that looks like, what kind of if it's a marketing that you're looking at. This is all pending the type of business that you're looking for. If you need certificates, service costs, all of that type of information. And so then you're gonna graduate from just doing literally no inhibitions, what that goal dump would look like, just a total, all of your goals in one paper. And then, where do you want your company to go? And so that's where you start breaking out on time frame, whether it's short term, intermediate, or long term. Is 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5, 1 to 5 years, 5 to 10, that type of sort of thing. We also work with our clients and to make sure that they're, when they're flushing out their middle grounds, that they're staying within what we call SMART for that. Acronym is specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely goals. So we want to make sure we stay in within those parameters, within those that type of schematic blueprint for going back to the analogy of the house. So we will go in later episodes into the details of further breaking out SMART goals. But for this episode, we wanted to stay within the strategic mapping. And so
with that,
yes,
I'm gonna jump in. I'm sorry, because you're trying to make me not give homework and we have homework. So sorry, we don't have that much time. And Joanna tried to take
the teacher's back.
Hello. I believe in homework. It helps you learn. For your homework, I just want you to just think about it. What's your business? Let's write that down. What are those strategic long-term goals that you want for this business? And what do you think you need to get there? Just write that out. And when you're thinking about those long-term goals, you could try bucket them 1 to 5 years, 5 to 10 years. Because, you know, this is a process. It starts with one step, one thought. And we're going to take our time and just build this process out. And we're going to do it right, because there are no repeats. I mean, there are repeats if you need them, but we don't want you to have to repeat. We don't want to waste no one's time.
Right. This is a journey, right?
Yeah, it's a journey. Thank you. That's a better word. Continue to join us on this journey as we build your house, your business in episode 3, where we're looking at the bullseye part 2, how are you going to hit that target? And we're really going to focus on goal development and help you break down all the information into a digestible format so you can accomplish your end state. We want to thank you so much for listening to our podcast, Embrace the Possible, with Lucretia Williams and Joanna Seder from ICE Consulting and Coaching. If you would like to contact us or send us any questions or your homework, please visit our website at iceconsultantservices.com or our Instagram page at ICE Consulting Coaching. We thank you for trusting us with your time today and listening to our podcast. And remember, release your untapped potential.